Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this episode of Entrepreneurship A to Z, we are in the letter L in our topic and terminology for this episode is a legal entity, becoming a legal entity. Now, a lot of entrepreneurships especially start out where you're running the business by total energy and enthusiasm. And with that, there is no formality. But that's where you have to at some point ask yourself, is this just a hobby? A hobby that maybe makes you money, and that's okay. Or is this a business venture that you're on? And from there, then a whole plethora of questions comes to mind. How do I move from just a hobby where I'm making a little money to where it's paying salaries, maybe even other people's salary and especially your salary covering you, where this isn't something you're doing on the side. This is your main source of income. There's a huge leap between that concept of the expensive hobby and or the hobby make that makes money and being a business owner. And some people, it's perfectly fine if you don't want to make that transition, but maybe you want to follow along and glean and act in many ways like a small business, but you've come to accept that you're not willing or ready to go the formal route. So knowing that and making that decision will make or break whether this particular episode applies to you or not. But it's still worth perhaps listening, because through your learning and understanding, maybe you might find that it's not as scary as you think it is, and that you're not that far off from already being and operating as a small business. The biggest difference is you're going to introduce some formality. But formality does not have to be a bad thing. One of the reasons being is so that you can see what you have and what the potential is. That's one of the things that you don't have when it's a hobby that makes money. A hobby that makes money, I would categorize that by and large as a short term. Your point of view is more short-sighted. Whereas when you start identifying yourself as a small business, you want to start laying out a long-term strategy and vision and the steps to getting to that vision. So that's the step one, is asking yourself, where do you see yourself in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? What is the point and purpose of what you're doing? And again, sometimes you've got a hot commodity. Sometimes entrepreneurship finds you. It's not something that you intended, you were born dreaming about. Others dream about it, even if they don't even or haven't even honed in on what their area of expertise or production or operations or service is. So different people back in or walk into entrepreneurship in different ways, which means you come to this topic of legal entity at different points in time. But basically, a lot of people think if I stay off the radar, that is the best thing. But the reality is that you may be stunting your own potential and your own growth. Being a legal entity, being on the radar, it's just like driving a car without a license. Once you legitimize it, then you don't have to hide a lot of things or be on edge about being caught or being seen or where you can go or who you can, and let me be quite frank, who you can ask for money. You're not limited. You can go to banks. You can go to investors. You can receive grants. You're opening up the playing field. Now, some people think that that transparency, that means someone, and that someone being government, is in my business. Well, there is no reason not to be legitimate and to be able to run a shop where there is transparency. Because in the long run, again, whether it's a private or it's a public investor, whether you decide someday to, whether it's franchise, sell, merge, get a partnership, you at some point will find yourself needing to share and show your history and your data. You often hear me talk about data and information and your books. But I'm also going to tell you this caveat. Every step, at every point where I've legitimized my entrepreneurship, what I find too is the paperwork, the bookkeeping, the information that I had to organize was more to my benefit when all was said and done. I remember going through the process to get my certification to have the designation as a woman-owned business and a minority-owned business. It took a lot of paperwork. It took a lot of getting my books in order. And there were things that in both my application and in my business bookkeeping and documentation, there were some gaps, some things missing. And they recommended I do them, and I needed to do them as a part of filling out the application. Some items were optional, but my particular advisor told me, this is why you need that piece of paper to protect yourself. And she pointed out, if something were to happen, what would you like to happen with the business assets? I never thought about that. They talked to me about, well, if you ever wanted to use the business assets to get a loan or as collateral. I never thought about that. So there's a lot of benefit. And if you still have questions about it, talk to an advisor, whatever your fears or your concerns are. If it just seems overwhelming, take baby steps, but get more information. And not just word of mouth or what you heard or what someone else experienced. Sometimes those shortcuts will come back to haunt you later. And so on the front end, get an understanding, appreciation of what is in it for you. Not just that you're trying to report or the government wants to be in your business, but understanding, appreciating what's in it for you. So that's our L topic for this episode. Stay tuned for more. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.